The Warrior Soul podcast is written, produced, and edited by me, Chris Albert. Our goal is to empower U.S. military veterans to live their absolute best lives. And we do that by providing tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that they can apply into their lives to become wiser, stronger, smarter, more resilient, and more capable human beings in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about here can obviously apply to you. And if you like what we have to say and the information we provide and the guests we bring on, please head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. It really helps to spread word about the show and to get this helpful information into the hands of more veterans so that they can in turn improve their lives and shape the future of this country. This podcast is brought to you by the amazing, the wonderful F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packets of fats. These are portable snacks that you can carry with you anywhere. It's so hard to find a low-carb snack out there, but these guys have done it. They got macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with pecan butter. They've got awesome meat sticks, and they've got these delicious cheese snacks that they put out there. Plus, they're an amazing company. They send boxes of this stuff out to the troops on the front line. It's not something we ask them to do. It's something they volunteered to do. So if you want to get some of the best low-carb, high-fat snacks on the planet, head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your first order. This podcast is also brought to you by the amazing, awesome people at Save the Brave. Save the Brave is an organization that provides camaraderie events for veterans. They do fishing events, they do golfing events, they do other sporting events, and they also do a lot of work to help Gold Star families. And look, we've all heard stories about veterans charities where the executive boards are taking these giant salaries, and I don't have a problem with that at all. But here's the thing. I want to make sure that whatever organization I'm talking about is doing amazing work. SaveTheBrave.org is doing absolutely outstanding work. Their board doesn't take any salary whatsoever, and they are having an amazing impact. They're focused on getting veterans to live their absolute best lives, and that's what this podcast is about, and that's why we wanted to work with them. So if you're interested in volunteering or donating to Save the Brave, head over to www.savethebrave.org and make your donation or your request today. Finally, this podcast is brought to you by Warrior Soul Apparel. This is a clothing company that I actually helped to start a couple of years ago as we were beginning the brand Warrior Soul. We've got some amazing t-shirts. We've got skivvy shirts with some pretty funny sayings on there, like, I love Jesus, but I cuss sometimes. We've also got some awesome hero shirts. We have the amazing Hard Times Breed Hard People series. And these are just great shirts that I've helped create. And they support the show. So if you're interested in getting some Warrior Soul shirts, head over to www.warriorsoul.shop. And finally, if you're interested in joining a new group that we are putting together here at Warrior Soul, a group for those who are looking to live epic lives worthy of epic obituaries, stick around to the end. We'll have some information for you to check out. With that, let's get into the episode. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. And that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
I'm going to ask you a question, and a lot of you might think this might be an easy question for you to answer, but there's a little more to it than what I'm about to ask you, and that is, what would you be willing to fight for? Now, I realize I'm talking to a lot of veterans here, right? And because of that, Well, there's a lot of you who have fought. You fought for this country, and you'd probably say things like, I'd fight for America, I'd fight for democracy, I'd fight for freedom, right? Those are all valid answers, right? Very valid answers, and they strike to the heart of a lot of the reasons why a lot of us enlisted in the military. There's probably a lot of you out there who'd also say that you'd fight for your family. If anybody would ever attack your family, mess with your kids, mess with your wife, you'd probably fight to protect them. And there's probably plenty of you who would go to the ends of the earth to attack the individual who would attack those who you love. There's probably a lot of you out there who would fight for your property. You'd stand your ground if somebody was trying to break into your house. Or if you saw somebody trying to break into your car, you'd probably chase them down and give them a beating. And again, valid answers here. And those are the answers that we'd expect from a group like this. But I want you to think about fighting in another way. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about the things that you want most out of this life. What would you do to change your life right now and turn it into the life that you wanted? What would you give? What would you sacrifice? And I ask that because, you know, I look around at my social media feed a lot. And obviously, because social media is a big part of my business. But generally, one of the things that disheartens me about social media, and this was probably occurring a lot longer than social media has ever existed, but I see a lot of people obsessing over other people and things involving other people who wouldn't piss on these people if they were on fire, right? Think about that. How much do we obsess over things like politics and like football and other things like celebrities and popular culture? How much time do we spend procrastinating, getting pissed off over what some celebrity said, or how much time do we spend fighting with others over things like politics when we know that we're never going to change their minds? And we spend lots of time doing that. But then when it comes to the things that are truly going to matter most in our lives, well, there's a lot of us who say we don't have time for them. Think about that for a second. Because I know there's many of you out there who wrote a check to the US government payable with your lives, and you wanted to fight for something. It was an ideal that was bigger than yourself. But a lot of times we get out here into the civilian world and we don't know what we're supposed to be fighting for. We don't know where we're supposed to be going, what we're supposed to be doing. And a lot of us we're waiting. And as we're waiting, we become spectators, right? We're not really participants in life. We're watching. Watching as other people live their lives, watching as other people fight their fight, and watching as other people accomplish what they set out to accomplish. And the reason why we're watching and the reason why we sit there and spectate is because, well, actually stepping into that arena, well, that's dangerous. That entails risk. That entails a lot of tension, right? If you think about that, you know, I started this episode off with asking you what you would fight for. The reality is that most of us, we try to avoid fights at all costs. We try to avoid conflict. We try to avoid tension in our lives. And so we fall into the comfortable thing to do. And the comfortable thing to do is to sit there on the sidelines and jibber jabber, all right? Now, how do you make that transition? How do you make that transition from being a spectator in life to being a participant? And I have to tell you, it starts by understanding that if you're going to do it, it's going to entail a fight. It's going to entail a bit of discomfort. And it's going to entail you going from the defensive to going on the offensive. So what do I mean by that? Well, I train a lot of couples, right? I train a lot of married people. And inevitably, if I get someone who is married, who wants to get in shape, but their husband or wife doesn't work out, inevitably, that person's going to start facing resistance from his or her partner, right? You know, let's say it's a husband who wants to get in shape. Inevitably, what happens is the wife starts picking at him a little bit, starts saying, well, why are you spending so much time at the gym? From time to time, I also hear them say things like, well, I love you just the way you are. Why do you have to change? Why do you have to do this? Right? And I'm sure there's a lot of you out there who've heard that for yourselves. And that's the tension I'm talking about. The fact that whenever you go out there and you try to do something that's going to entail a change, well, if that change is going to make you radically different than what you were before, then a lot of times other people are going to get really uncomfortable with it. Because the truth is that almost all of us, we follow a script. And that script is meant for us to be as defensive as possible, right? To get through our days without any conflict, without being scathed, without making any waves at all, trying to mostly go unnoticed. And for a lot of us, if we do that, that's a successful day, right? It's a good day at work. If we didn't end up getting into a fight with our wife over the next week, then that would be a good thing, right? But when you're trying to make a change that doesn't go with the image they have of you, a lot of times, well, people are going to have a little bit of a problem with it, but they're not going to have a direct problem with it. It's usually going to be passive aggressive resistance that they're going to give you, right? There's a lot of you out there who probably tried to start businesses. And whenever you try to start a business, well, guess what happens? You always run into a family member or a close friend who says, you know what, this isn't going to work. You should go and you should just get that secure job, right? It happens to us again and again. But here's the biggest thing I need you to understand here. The problem really isn't with those other people, right? It's not. You have to expect that those things are going to exist, right? You know, and if you communicate things clearly, and if you work hard, and if you actually start making moves toward completing the objective that you wanted to set out to complete, well, guess what tends to happen, right? If you start losing weight and you actually look good, a lot of times, well, your wife or your husband's going to come around, right? If you start finding success in that business, well, guess what's going to happen? A lot of times that friend or that family member that told you it wasn't going to work, well, they'll come around and they'll congratulate you. The reality is that the major thing that's going to hold you back isn't anybody else. It's that thing you've got inside of you that says, I just want this to be as easy as possible. I want everybody to support me. I want everybody to, you know, just get out of my way so I can do this. And I don't want to run into any problems along the way, right? That's what you really have to fight against. That tendency for you to try to take the path of least resistance. There's far too many of you who never start because you just see the obstacles ahead. Rather than actively trying to overcome those obstacles or finding solutions to the problems that are going to hold you back, you come up with all the reasons why you shouldn't do it. He or she doesn't want me to do it. Or, you know, I can probably just have an easier time doing this. Right. And again, I've seen it over and over again. I've seen people who would not go and get in shape because they believe they have to go to the gym to get in shape, right? It's going to take 2 hours of their time. They're going to have to drive to the gym. Then they're going to have to drive back. They're going to have to shower afterwards. And well, it's just not worth it. But the reality is, I mean, you could get a workout anywhere, right? You can do burpees in your living room. You could get a kettlebell and do kettlebell swings in your living room. You could do push-ups. You could do bodyweight squats, lunges, all sorts of things you can do that wouldn't take 2 hours to do. But a lot of people, they'll just build that up in their heads. And they keep telling that story that they don't have the time. Well, here's the deal. What do you have time for, right? If this isn't worth it, then what is worth it, right? We're talking about your health. We're talking about your body. We're talking about your ability to perform, right? We're talking about your ability to live an active life into your old age. I mean, if that's not worth it, then what is worth it, right? If going after your dream and starting your business and or pursuing the career you wanted or pursuing the life that you want isn't worth it, then what is worth it? Then why did we fight? Why would we have put our lives on the line if the freedom to pursue happiness didn't apply to us as well? And that's the thing. And this is what most people get, what most people don't get. What they don't get is that the Constitution of the United States only guarantees you the right to pursue happiness. It doesn't guarantee happiness at all. And if you want happiness, you've got to go out there. You've got to get it. You got to earn it. And that's, of course, going to take time and it's going to take effort. But at the end of the day, like I said, if that's not worth it, then what is? What you need to do is you need to stop looking at your goals like they're on the top of Mount Everest, right? You need to stop looking at everything like it's going to be this long trek. And what you need to understand is that getting there is going to occur in small steps. Right? It's a fight that you've got to fight every single day. And you've got to have awareness about it. If you've got a routine, a script that's telling you, hey, when I come home, I'm just going to go on the couch and I'm going to watch Netflix every night and eat ice cream. Right? You've got to be aware enough to understand that that's a script and that script isn't serving you. You got to be aware enough to understand that what you're getting out of that Netflix and that ice cream, well, it's nothing compared to what you would get had you actually took that time to do something more constructive. And at the end of the day, you've got to have it in your mind that you are worth fighting for, that your life is worth fighting for, that those things that you've always wanted to accomplish, they're worth fighting for just as much as anything else was. And until that happens, then you're not going to get anywhere. And that might sound harsh. It might sound hopeless, but it's not. It just entails you starting to take the small and constant actions that you're going to have to do every day to get to where you want to go. And that's all I got for today, guys. Like I've been saying, we have a group here at Warrior Soul. It's a group called the Warriors Obituary Society. It's a group I put together earlier this year because I wanted to create a community where we could support each other to go after those big goals. The purpose of the group is to empower its members to live lives worthy of epic obituaries. And what we do is when a new member comes in, we put them through an 8-week development program. In that program, you're going to outline your vision. You're going to get very clear about what you want. And then from there, what we're going to do is we're going to work on specifics. We're going to come up with specific goals. We're going to work on your fitness. We're going to help you to create your own customized fitness plan. And then we're going to help you to work on your own customized finance plan, right? Taking care of two big things there, fitness and financials. And then from there, we're going to work on getting you to the point where you have a plan to work on that business or that career that you've always wanted to work on. And then once we do that, we're going to work on building out your network, getting you to a position of where you have a group of people in your circle that you can rely on. And then finally, we're going to be working on your family, your relationships, and your own personal productivity routine, right? Including things that are going to help to strengthen you, to make you more resilient along the way. If this sounds like it's of interest of you, just let me know. You can actually head over to, we've got a website for it now. It's at www.warriorobituarysociety.com. That's warriorobituarysociety.com. And you can join. Now, I know there's a lot of programs out there that are overpriced, that charge thousands of dollars. This is not one of those programs. It's extremely reasonable, and it is extraordinarily valuable. So hopefully I'll see you guys in there. And either way, I'll be talking to you very soon with another episode of the Warrior Soul Podcast. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you liked this episode, please share it out. Please head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. And with that, guys, get out there and live your best lives while you can.